Mr. Speaker, I move to suspend the rules and agree to House Resolution 895 as introduced.
The clerk will report the title of the resolution.
House Resolution 895, resolution honoring the lives of the brave soldiers and civilians of the United States Army who died or were wounded in the tragic attack of November 5, 2009 at Fort Hood, Texas.
Pursuant to the rule, the gentleman from Missouri, Mr. Skelton, and the gentleman from Texas, Mr. McCall, each will control 20 minutes. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Missouri.
Mr. Speaker, I yield myself such time as I might consume. And also ask unanimous consent that all members have 5 legislative days within which to revise and extend the remarks on this resolution.
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, less than 24 hours ago, our nation was shocked to learn that a shooting had taken place at Fort Hood, Texas, one of the largest military bases in our country. Over the course of these initial news reports, we were saddened to learn that at least 13 soldiers were killed or have died, and more than 30 were wounded, including the alleged assailant and the officer who was instrumental in bringing an end to the shooting. What was shocking to most Americans is that a fellow member is alleged to have carried out this vicious attack on his comrades in arms. Yesterday, as these soldiers were in the midst of preparing for combat overseas, a fellow soldier opened fire on these unsuspecting patriots and those civilians and soldiers who were supporting them. While many of those who were there were spared from the flying bullets, a number of these courageous soldiers and civilians were wounded, and they will face months, perhaps even years, recovering from their wounds. The heartache for these individuals and their families will be compounded by the fact that they will face these challenges knowing that they were injured in the line of duty by an individual from within their own ranks. In the following days and months to come, these individuals and their families will need both emotional and physical sustainment and encouragement. It is our responsibility to ensure that they and their families have the resources they need to make a full and complete recovery. Our prayers are with those who have lost a loved one in this senseless killing. These military families are already stressed with the thought of their family member deploying to Afghanistan or Iraq for a year, of the holidays and special moments that they would not share because of this deployment. And now, their world has been turned upside down. Those last days prior to deployment, when many families often make special plans to spend those few precious moments together, have been taken away. This morning, they will awaken to the realization that time will not bring their family member home to their welcoming arms. These families will need much love and support in the coming days, and we as Americans will be there with them and for them in their time of need. Mr. Speaker, there's an ongoing investigation into this incident, and it's not appropriate for us to speculate on the motivations and why this occurrence happened. The investigation should be allowed to be completed without an intervention as quickly as possible so that it can bring closure to those who were tragically impacted by this event. My thoughts, my prayers go out to those who have lost a loved one and to those who have been wounded, but I also want to reach out to all of our military families who are stationed around the world, who each understandably are touched by the heartbreaking events of yesterday at Fort Hood. Mr. Speaker, I am extremely saddened by this occurrence. All of us in this body are extremely saddened by this occurrence.